Welcome to Missionary Echoes, an outreach ministry of the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. I'm Pastor Joel, and it's so good to have you join us today.
Dare to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run. We must have our Savior's vision, compassion for the lost, courage for the future, love at any cost. Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Last week, we aired the first part of a sermon preached by Reverend Dwayne Questenberry during our fall revival that took place back in October. The sermon is focused on specific spiritual growth, and as we break into the middle of this message, Brother Questenberry is addressing our need for specific prayer. Here is Reverend Dwayne Questenberry with today's message.
Sometimes we don't know if we're growing or not because we're not even specifically praying for any certain direction. We pray a lot of help and bless prayers. You know what I mean? You know what I mean by help and bless? Not really specific. God, I pray you'll help and bless Pastor Goyne. God, I pray you'll help and bless Pastor Walter. And I pray, God, you'll help and bless Pastor Sickler. And God, I pray you'll help and bless the church at Lebanon. God, I pray you'll help and bless. Well, God helps and blesses. That's who God is. That's what He does. But how do you know that God's helping and blessing? God, I pray that you'll give us some new believers in our church this month at our church. That's a specific prayer. God, I pray that you'll help me with that attitude that I've got. That covetous spirit that's in my heart where I'm desiring things that I believe would take me away from you. God, I'm praying that you'll help me with that covetous spirit. God, I'm praying you'll help me with that bitterness that I'm tempted, that root of bitterness that's trying to spring up, Lord. You know, I feel like those people are doing me wrong and that relationship is really hurting me. And so, God, I'm praying that you will deliver me, that, Lord, you'll give me grace to love them and forgive them. And that's specific. Are you praying? Am I praying specifically about definite things that we can point to and say, God did this? Prayer journals help with that, don't they? Prayer journals are a wonderful thing. I don't do it all the time. I've done it some, but it's a wonderful thing to be able to look back over a prayer journal and say, God answered that prayer, and God answered that prayer, and God's going to answer that prayer. Specificity. You and I need to be specific with God if we're going to experience definite spiritual progress in our life. Are there anything specific? Is there anything specifically that you're asking God for this week? Amen. Well, if not, it's Thursday night. Start now. Start tonight. Be specific with God. Number four, look at verse 6. When Caleb comes to Joshua, he doesn't come by himself. He comes and he brings some of the leaders of his tribe of Judah with him. The children of Judah, it says, came with Caleb to Joshua. Why? Well, I think because probably Caleb requested that they come. And he wanted to keep everything open and honest and above board. But I think he also wanted to have a measure of what I would call accountability. And that's number four. If you and I are going to grow spiritually, we need some accountability. Caleb comes out and he says to Joshua and to these men, I believe God wants me to go live in Kirjath Arba. God has promised he would give me that land, and I believe God's going to help me to take it. I think sometimes the reason we struggle with definite progress spiritually in our lives is there's no one that we're telling. Would you pray with me about this? I believe God wants to help me with this in my life. And I'd invite you to come back in a few weeks and say, Brother Dwayne, how are you doing with that? Is God helping you? Amen. We've gotten very private in the church world today, haven't we? Very private. Yeah, I've noticed that we don't really tell people specifically, definitely. We don't make ourselves accountable to anyone. And honestly, I would tell you that if you are struggling in a particular area of obedience in your life or spiritual discipline in your life, if you will find a brother, if you're a brother, or a sister, if you're a sister, amen, that's good preaching, and say, you know what, I believe that you also care about your walk with the Lord like I care about my relationship with God. Can we just meet occasionally, and maybe I would invite you to ask me, how are your, fill in the blank, how is this in your life, fill in the blank. You mentioned that you had this temptation, this besetting sin that you have struggled with. How is God helping you in that? But see, it's so easy when it's just us, when we're the only ones that know about it, and we already know, so we don't have to answer to ourselves, and there's no accountability here. But Caleb comes before the leadership, and when you put it out there, I believe God wants me to go live on that mountain. And they notice that you haven't moved the last 6 months, and it's a year later, and 5 years later, and you're still living down there in the valley where you were living 5 years ago when you said, I think God wants me to go live up there. You know, they notice that. But we are Lone Ranger Christians. We come into church. How are you? How was your week? Good. How about you? Very good. Thank you. Well, that was a good service. Yeah. Weather's supposed to be nice this week. Yeah. Okay. We'll see you. I will tell you, that's not the way the body of Christ is intended to function in the New Testament. Accountability, accountability. Number five. I love this. Look at verse 12. I want you to notice what it says here in verse 12. Now therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there. The Anakims are the sons of Anak, or the generation, the descendants of Anak. There were three tribes in the Anakims. Sheshai, Akimah, and Talmai. And they were all giants. Now, it doesn't say how big they were, how tall these guys were. We know that Goliath was 9 feet. We read about Og, the king of Bashan, in Deuteronomy chapter 3, who had a bed that was 13 and a half feet long. He was a giant. 13 and a half feet long and 6 feet wide. That's a king-sized bed. So I don't know how tall these Anakims were, but they knew, and certainly Caleb knew, and he said, you remember, the Anakims live there. And you remember, verse 12, the cities are great and fenced, or they're walled, they're fortified. And then he says, if so be, the Lord will be with me, and I will be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Courage is the step that Caleb is taking here. Number five, if I'm going to grow spiritually, I need to have some courage. I need to say, you know what? I'm tired of easy living. I'm tired of living down here in the valley. I'm tired of living down in the low plains. I want to get up in the higher heights. I want to get closer. I want to live where God wants me. And I believe that God's going to help me to do that and move out and take the territory for God. Courage. Can I just be practical a little bit right here on this Thursday night? I believe that some of us could make some definite spiritual progress, not just this week in revival, But on Sundays, on a regular Sunday, do you have regular Sundays at Lebanon Church? Okay. A regular Sunday, when one of the pastors preaches and God talks to you, and you show courage and say, I'm going to go down at the end of the service and that invitation is given, and I'm going to say, Lord, you talked to me today, and before I leave this sanctuary, I want to say, Lord, I needed that, and thank you for being faithful, and if you'll help me, God, if you'll forgive me if it's sin, God, if you'll help me if it's a need you have, just show some courage. We have relegated the altar, the place of prayer in most sanctuaries, for sinners. And I believe if God's children would go and pray when God's Spirit talks to us in a sermon, that the sinners might be more inclined to step out and pray. Our last pastor, before I went to God's Bible school, I said to our leadership board first, and then we started implementing it in the services. I said, fellas, I want us to create a culture of seeking God. Where if I'm in a service and a sermon is preached and truth is taught and the Spirit of God talks to me, that I'm okay with the invitation given to go forward and have a time of prayer before I leave. Because you know what happens if we leave without having a response, a definite response to truth. You know what happens? We get out in the foyer, we start talking to our friends, we get in the car, we drive home, we get out of the mood, we forget about it, and we never transact spiritual business with God. What would happen in this church? What would happen in a lot of churches if we had courage to say, it doesn't matter what those people think about me. I want to be careful with that. I mean, it does, obviously, but I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to let that keep me. I want to show some courage. My relationship with God matters more than someone's opinion about me. Maybe that's the best way to say it. I'm talking leadership. I'm talking board members. I'm talking pastors. Oh, yeah, there have been times when I've left the pulpit as a pastor and gone down and prayed. And we started doing that at Village Park Church. And it was a beautiful thing. We didn't go and pray with them. We didn't go and gather around them and pray, but a board member would come and just have a quiet time of prayer because I started giving invitations. You know, a lot of churches don't give invitations anymore. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. I probably better move on. I don't even know how you operate here, so let's just move right on. Okay. If you want to know how I feel about that, never mind. I think you know how I feel about that. Let's go on. Courage. I guess I'm not showing courage right now because I'm going to move on. Courage. And then number six. Look at what he does in what happens in verse 13. They hear Caleb's request. And then it says, Joshua blessed Caleb. Now, blessed could be translated as prayed for. I believe probably what happened is Caleb makes this request and he makes these steps and kind of talks through the situation. And Joshua says to the leadership, well, we've heard Brother Caleb. I believe this is of the Lord. Caleb, we appreciate you. What God's going to do in your life. Could we just pray for you? Oh, these pastors gather with me right over here behind this wall every night. They put their hands on me and they pray for me. They pray with me. They pray for this service. I love that. That's wonderful. They prayed. They prayed. And I just hope that this week in revival that we're carving out some time. I know we're busy. I know you're giving up several hours every evening to come to revival services. I know that. But oh, guys, let's take some time this week and spend some time praying about what God's Spirit is saying to us and what God's wanting to do in us personally and in the church collectively. Let's pray. And they pray together. And the Bible says that Joshua blessed Caleb. Caleb is asking you, Lord, to help him to go to Kirjath Arba. He believes this is your will for him to live there. Lord, you know about the giants that are there. God, you know about the strong cities. And God, I just pray that you'll protect him. You'll guide him. You'll give him wisdom. Oh, the Bible says, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done. Amen. Prayer. Prayer. Those six steps. There's one more. There's one more step in this matter of making specific spiritual progress in our lives. If you leave this step off, the first six really are futile. So this is a biggie. Caleb walked with God in obedience. He understood God's will for his life. He understood God's plan. He was specific about that. He made himself accountable to others. He demonstrated courage. They prayed together. But then Caleb took the seventh and final step that I see. He took action. He took action. That's right. Caleb, the Bible says, moved out. Look at chapter 15. And let's go to verse 13. So after they had met, actually I'll go back to chapter 14. After they had met and prayed together, it says verse 14 of chapter 14, Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb. Now it wasn't called Hebron at this point. It was called Kirjath Arba. But it became the inheritance of Caleb because he wholly followed the Lord. And so that's in chapter 14. That's after the prayer meeting. Joshua says, go do it. God's going to help you. But he hasn't gone yet and done it. Amen. It's a wonderful thing for us to say to the Lord as he talks to us in revival, yes, Lord. All right, Lord, I'll do that. And it's a different thing to then do that. Caleb took action. Chapter 15, verse 13. Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, gave a part among the children of Judah according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua. And look at verse 14. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. And he moved in and possessed the city. He took action. Don't miss this. The city, the hill country that Caleb took in the past had been called, verse 13, the city of Arba. Kirjath Arba. It means city of giants. But at the end of verse 13, it says that Caleb renamed the city. You know what he called it? He called it Hebron. Hebron means a place of fellowship. Caleb took an intimidating place where giants, some 45 years earlier, had intimidated God's people and kept them out of the land of promise. Caleb, by taking seven specific steps, went from where he was to where God wanted him to be. And he took action and moved in, and he lived in fellowship with God. I believe that if you and I will get serious about specific spiritual growth, that God will be faithful as he was to Caleb, to help us to move in and take some new territory for him.
To God in prayer, take it and leave it there. There's no need to carry more than you can bear when you can take it to God in prayer. I see that sound. Burdens all alone. Let me remind you, there's peace at the Savior's throne. than you can bear when you can take it to God in prayer. You knelt and prayed time and time again, yet each trip to the altar never yielded everything. Lay it down for the last time, surrender everything. Following the Master will peace and contentment bring. Take it to God in prayer. Take it and leave it there. There's no need to carry more than you can wear. Forgotten that He is Lord of all? Has it slipped your mind He sees the sparrow when it falls? Even silent whispers,
He hears them all.
Hears them all.
So just
take it to God in prayer. Take it and leave it there. There's no need to carry more than you can bear when you can take it to God in prayer. There's no need to carry more than
You've been listening to a message shared by Reverend Dwayne Questenberry on specific spiritual growth. If you have any questions about this message or you'd like to talk to someone about your relationship with God, give us a call at 717-273-3690 or send us an email at lebgmc@gmail.com. We'd be happy to talk with you on the phone or schedule a time and we could sit down and meet with you in person. We'd also love to have you join us in worshiping our Lord at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, with Sunday school at 9:30, a morning worship service at 10:30, and 6 o'clock this evening. We also have a prayer and praise service on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. For more information on other upcoming events, please visit our website at lebanongmc.com, where you can also watch the services live. You can also follow us on social media. Look for Lebanon God's Missionary Church on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you our Lord's blessing, and hope you can join us next week for another edition of Missionary Echoes.
the